2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Friday, February 14th, 2020. Happy Valentine's Day. This is Utah's Noon News, and in for Maria Chaleos today, I'm Nick Wyatt. Currently, a couple clouds and 47 degrees in Salt Lake City.
And we do have delays due to debris on the road, southbound I-15 in Lehi. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top local story this hour. We're learning more details about a shootout overnight in the Salt Lake Valley that led to a suspect being shot and killed. During the shootout, a police canine was also killed. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has the update.
Law enforcement officers being led by a U.S. Marshals Violent Fugitive Apprehension Strike Team were searching for a dangerous parole fugitive around 400 East and 300 South in Salt Lake City. Officers gave chase after the suspect fled from an apartment, and shortly afterward he was shot once he displayed a weapon. The suspect was killed, but not before he was able to fire his weapon and kill K-9 Officer Hondo. Unified Police issued a statement saying, "Our thoughts are with Harriman PD, and particularly with the K-9 handler and his family." A press conference about the shooting will be held today at 3 at Harriman City Hall. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Payson police say they're still searching for people accused of attacking a missionary for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints a few weeks ago while shouting racial slurs. They're also releasing more information about why the arrests of two suspects took so long. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
One of the suspects, Sebastian West, had always been a person of interest in the attack on the missionary from Panama, but police couldn't confirm it until a patrol officer was called to West's house on a completely unrelated disturbance call.
Post-Miranda, he admitted to involvement in the incident.
Sergeant Noemi Sandoval says they had a very vague description of the suspects at first, but there were reportedly as many as six. She says they are recommending that the two suspects get charged with hate crimes, but that's not their decision.
The county attorneys has the ultimate say as to what gets filed.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
High on the Hill 2020.
A new bill on Utah's Capitol Hill is looking to put $21 million towards building new mental health crisis centers in the state. The 24-hour facilities would give people having mental health episodes a place to go to get emergency care. Representative Steve Ellison is sponsoring the bill and says it could keep people out of hospital emergency rooms or ending up in jail. Presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg keeps adding prominent Utahns to his campaign staff. In the Beehive State, today it was announced that former Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker and former Salt Lake County Mayor Pete Caroon will serve as co-chairs for the Utah Bloomberg campaign. And KSL's top national stories from ABC News. A temporary truce between the U.S. and Taliban has been reached in Afghanistan. We get the very latest from ABC's Karen Travers at the White House.
The U.S. and the Taliban have reached an agreement to reduce violence, which could open the door to the two sides finalizing a larger deal to end the U.S. war in Afghanistan and bring American troops home. But first, the Taliban must follow through on a seven-day reduction in violence. It's not clear what a reduction actually means, but a senior State Department official said it's not a full ceasefire. Officials say the U.S. military will monitor the levels of violence and use a channel with the Taliban and the Afghan government to raise any issues. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Officials in the Broward County School District in Florida are remembering the 17 students and teachers killed at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High on this day 2 years ago. The district has been under extreme scrutiny since the shooting as it tries to improve security measures.
2 years later, I can tell you that this district, unlike any other district I know in this state and this country, has done an enormous amount of work to enhance safety and security, our top priority.
Superintendent Robert Runcie says their schools now have security cameras linked to local police departments. Students there today are taking part in community service projects as a way to remember their lost classmates. The CEO at Delta Airlines just announced a goal making the carrier fully carbon neutral, and they're going to start making changes in as little as 2 weeks.
Starting on March 1st, Delta plans to spend $1 billion over the next 10 years to mitigate emissions from both its ground and air operations. The airlines collectively account for about 2% of the world's carbon pollution. Delta CEO Ed Bastian says the carrier will still be using jet fuel, so the reductions will come in other aspects of its business.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. And a Nevada business owner is getting praise for stopping an 80-year-old woman from being scammed out of $30,000. Pat Gallagher says the woman came into their Mesquite Business Center trying to overnight ship magazines to New York, but the magazines she left were all bulky. Turns out they were stuffed with $100 bills. The workers called police, and an officer found the woman at home talking to the scammer on the phone.
He was actually speaking with her. The scammer called back again, and he actually got on the phone and talked to the scammer, who immediately started claiming he had no idea why this woman was calling him.
Gallagher says they stopped the shipment from going forward and made sure that the woman got all of her money back. Coming up on KSL, an update on a Tooele couple. A Tooele County couple stuck on a cruise ship in Japan because of the coronavirus, and a look at your noontime drive. KSL News Time is 12:05.
The mic is live.
Iowa had a chance, dropped the ball.
KSL's live mic with Lee Lesberg.
He wants to try it next year.
Now on 12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. Rates are at historic lows. At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA, will pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
How do you judge someone? Not by what they say, by what they do. We're a nation of doers. What's Mike Bloomberg about? Doing things. A middle-class kid worked his way through college, an entrepreneur. Bloomberg built a global news and information business from scratch. Mayor of a diverse, progressive city, Mike Bloomberg rebuilt after 9/11, creating nearly 500,000 jobs, improving health care and public schools. Now he's running for president, and Mike's the change we need. From chaos to steady leadership, from lies to someone who believes in facts and data, from divisiveness to someone who builds teams, nurtures good ideas, and holds himself accountable for results. Mike Bloomberg knows how to lead, to build, to deliver, to do. He'll win and unite this country. Mike will get things done.
I'm Mike Bloomberg, candidate for president, and I approve this message because we need to deliver on the promise of the American dream. Paid for by Mike Bloomberg 2020.
Recapping our top local story, new details about the death of a Harriman City canine officer this morning. Officers say Hondo was shot by a parole fugitive during a chase in South Salt Lake. The suspect was also shot and killed. KSL News Time is 12:08. And an update now on the Utahns stuck on a cruise ship in Japan because of the coronavirus. John Hearing from Tooele County has tested positive for the virus and is currently being isolated in a hospital, while his wife Melanie remains on the ship.
We're really grateful that he has been tested and that at least we know where we stand.
The other couple, Casey Masanelso and her husband, are also quarantined on board the Diamond Princess, which is docked in Yokohama, Japan. To make things worse, she's suffering from kidney stones.
We have 5 days left, so that's definitely a positive. I've been suffering from kidney stones for the last 4 days, so it's been really hard.
She says at this point, there aren't many good options, so they just have to wait.
They don't have the ability to manage this kind of pain on the ship. And so if I go down to the medical treatment facility, they will disembark me and they will leave my husband here and I'll be by myself as well. But even worse, or more concerning would be my quarantine starting over for another 14 days because they disembark me early. So that's just not something that I'm willing to risk, as being here for another 14 days.
She says their hope is the quarantine ends and then they'll be allowed to go.
I don't think they're going to allow us to disembark because there's only 5 days left. So by the time they even process those passengers, at the rate that they're getting the test results back, you know, they'll probably be disembarking at the same time we get off anyways.
The couple says they're still being served their meals by people wearing hazmat suits.
We're also required to wear masks when we open our door to take our food from them or anything, or, you know, any interactions with them. We're both wearing masks, and they stand pretty far back when they're handing you any items. Plus, they have their gloves on.
We'll continue to follow the story of these Utahns stuck on this ship and pass along updates as they happen. Traffic and weather brought to you together, brought to you by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on Balance Transfers. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
Well, Nick, we are off to a pretty good start on your Friday noontime drive. The earlier slowing we had southbound on I-15 going through Lehigh has already cleared. That was a UHP slowdown in order to get debris cleared off of the roadway. We do have some heavy and slow traffic northbound, 5600 West, traveling between 2100 South and I-80. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development, helping them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together brought to you every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
We'll start the weekend on a quiet note and finish it with storms. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's cloudy and 47 degrees in Salt Lake City. Coming up on KSL News, on Utah's New News, a heartwarming story about a couple who adopted a newborn after years of struggling to have a child of their own. That's right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. This is Utah's news station. But first, let's check in with Tim and Amanda. They're out at ARUP Blood Services. What's going on out there, guys?
Well, it's Valentine's Day, and I can't think of a better way to give some love than to give some blood that actually gives a life today. And, you know, in some cases, you would say that sounds like hyperbole, but it certainly is not when you're talking about ARUP Blood Services. We're at the Sandy location, which is 9786 Sandy Parkway. Jen is back with us today as she puts the headset on.
Hello, Jen. How you doing?
Thanks for coming.
It's our pleasure.
Looks like a busy day here.
It is. So far, it's streaming along, so
yeah.
We'd like it to get a little bit busier, yeah, though, wouldn't we?
We need people to donate blood, and I love what you said, Tim, about how, since it's Valentine's Day, I can't imagine a better way to show your love for your fellow man. And you don't need a special someone to do that. You just need blood, which all of you have. And do you need any special kind of blood today?
You don't need to have a special someone, like you said. You just need to have a heart.
Yes, right.
And we actually need all blood types today. All blood types. The usage was pretty heavy the past couple of days at the hospital, so we're in need of every blood type right now.
Yeah, I was just looking. A positive for liver transplant using 10 units. A positive for gastrointestinal surgery. A positive for heart surgery. B positive for cancer patients.
Yep.
Many, many needs right now.
There were a lot of needs in the past 2 days, and so our supplies have dipped. And we need you to get in here and help bring it up. Plus, you'll get a $10 movie pass.
So you'll get that movie pass, which you can go by yourself or take someone else. And if you're wondering what Valentine's Day is all about, it's about loving your neighbors.
That's right.
The way to do that is to come to ARUP and donate your blood.
Yep, do that today. And again, we'll be here till 3 this afternoon. They'll be at it until 5 o'clock here in Sandy at 9786 South, 500 West. Come see us at ARUP.
Today, I'm a computer engineer, but my great-great-grandfather was a printing press operator, and his father was an apple farmer. Thanks to technology, discovering my family's story was easy, and you can discover yours at RootsTech, the world's largest family and technology conference. Register today for RootsTech 2020. Don't miss this incredible 4-day event, February 26th through 29th, and discover how to make family connections to the past, present, and future. Join thousands of people from all around the world and learn from over 300 classes on topics such as DNA, capturing family stories, and preserving legacies. Hear from celebrity keynote speakers and entertainers such as Emmett Smith, David Kennerly, and Ryan Hamilton. Day passes start at just $99. Discover your family. Discover yourself. Discover your roots at Roots Tech, the world's biggest family celebration and DNA event, February 26th through the 29th at the Salt Palace. Register today at rootstech.org. Utah State University Online has been changing lives by degrees for 25 years. Whether you've been out of the workforce and need an effective way back in, you don't like your current job and want a fulfilling career, or you're looking for career advancement, a USU degree will get you there. Earn an associate, bachelor's, or master's degree 100% online from USU Online. Ranked first in Utah online degree programs by U.S. News & World Report. Visit online.usu.edu.
The Love Your Floor Sale is going on now at all Ogden Flooring and Design locations. Show your home some love with soft carpet, gorgeous hardwoods, and stylish, durable, luxury tile vinyl. Their flooring and countertop specialists will save you hours of online searching and help you find the perfect style and color at prices you'll love. So fall in love with your new flooring and get a free premium pad upgrade with qualifying purchase. Learn and see more at ogdensflooring.com.
Ogden Flooring and Design.
If you see news, text us on the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time is 12:15. Three things you need to know this hour first.
U.S. Marshal officials have confirmed that Harriman City K-9 Officer Hondo was shot and killed by a dangerous parole fugitive this morning. From KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, Payson police say they're still searching for more suspects after a black missionary for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was attacked while being called racial slurs. So far, two people have been arrested in the county attorney's offices. It's too early to say if the suspects will be charged with a hate crime. And third, a look at our noontime drive. It's brought to you by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on Balance Transfers. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
We are back to a quiet commute, delay-free and crash-free on all your valley freeways. We're also seeing good speeds on the main secondaries. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mild start to the weekend with storms to finish. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Currently 52 degrees and scattered clouds in Salt Lake City. And now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Justice Department is now reviewing how its own prosecutors handled the case against an ally of President Trump.
A source familiar with the matter told ABC News the Justice Department is now reviewing how federal prosecutors handled the criminal case against President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. He pleaded guilty to a charge of lying to investigators brought by then Special Counsel Robert Mueller. He has since asked to withdraw his guilty plea. The decision to review the case follows the Justice Department's intervention in the sentencing recommendation of President Trump's friend Roger Stone, prompting four career prosecutors to quit the case. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Yesterday, Attorney General William Barr told ABC he was not acting on the president's instructions when he made his decision about the Stone case.
What I wanted to do was to provide, defer to the discretion of the judge, let the judge make the determination.
He also said the president's tweets sometimes make it impossible for him to do his job. No response on Twitter or anywhere from President Trump after lawyers for former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe said prosecutors will not charge McCabe after a probe into an information leak. The path for U.S. troops to leave Afghanistan could be emerging. A senior U.S. official says there's an agreement with the Taliban on a 7-day reduction in violence. If successful, it would lead to larger peace talks. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. A heartwarming story for you on this Valentine's Day. It's about a couple who just adopted a newborn baby after years of struggling to have a child of their own. They were flying home with the newborn when the other passengers on the plane decided to throw the couple an impromptu baby shower. ABC's Kaylee Hartung has the story.
This scrapbook holding the memories of an unforgettable flight home filled with words of love.
Enjoy every moment, even the sleepless nights.
Wake up every day and see your beautiful daughter as the most precious and valued gift God has ever given you.
You're heroes.
Yeah, that was something right there to see that from somebody.
And we just want to be parents.
Dustin and Karen Moore tried for 9 years to have a baby with no success. Their dreams finally coming true in November when they adopted a baby girl in Colorado, falling in love immediately.
She had me wrapped around her fingers instantly. I heard her crying outside the room. Right. I started crying.
And a feeling that is just
culmination of all of the time and all of the heartache and loss that we've had, and now here we have with this sweet little baby.
A week later, it was time to bring her home. Yep.
The Moores were prepared for a difficult day, getting on a plane for the first time with a newborn. Their adoption story spreading on the plane when a flight attendant congratulated the new family over the intercom.
We have the parents of this little baby, 8-day-old baby, and Dustin and Karen are her parents taking her home for the first time.
The two of us looked at each other like, you're hearing this too, right?
Is this happening?
We're talking about us and our daughter.
Then the flight attendant asked the passengers to share celebratory messages of advice on their napkins. Small gifts for the new family.
Nobody knew how significant that was to us. All those worries and those fears that we had about, can we do this? Are people going to be good to our sweet daughter, even though we adopted her? And everybody who just basically shouted yes in unison to each other just made us feel so good. So, so good right away to do that for us.
Those napkins, now saved in a scrapbook. The Moores sharing their own message to those strangers on that airplane.
And that gratitude went both ways. Among those napkins, one from a passenger who wrote, they were adopted 64 years ago, thanking the Moores for giving this child a loving family to be a part of and saying, us adopted kids need a little extra love.
You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time is 12:19. Here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
If you're traveling I-15 north or southbound, you have a good drive in front of you. And that stretches from Willard Bay all the way to Utah Lake. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are also looking good. No accidents to report. That's on the freeways, main secondaries, or side streets. Sierra West Jewelers is combining two of their three stores this holiday season for the best deals in the century. No reasonable offer will be refused. SierraWestJewelers.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Mountain America's cash bonus on balance transfers. Dan Guthrie has a 7-day forecast.
Good looking day today. Partly cloudy skies with highs around 50 degrees. And again, clouds really only moving in for us during these afternoon hours. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today and Saturday up to 45. And then storms move in Saturday night heading into Sunday morning. Could start off as a rain snow mix, but then we'll warm, a high of 46. We'll see rain in the valleys. The rain snow line is going to sit just above the benches, but then as we head into Monday, we'll see everything transition over into snow. That'll also be when the storm's kind of running out of moisture, so we won't see much in terms of accumulations for the valleys, but we'll be cold to start next week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's cloudy and 52 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
You know, they say the older you get, the more you need your teeth. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but the last I was told, chewing your food wasn't a luxury. And a bite out of a big, juicy, delicious apple, well, it takes your teeth. But have you seen the price of a crown lately? Well, not at Grandpa's Dental. You see, at Grandpa's Dental, they have over 25 years of combined experience under their belt and the latest technology everywhere you look. Crowns start at only $3.99. Need an implant for that crown? Buy one for $12.99 and get the crown for free. Dentures, upper or lower, start at just $3.79. How do they do that? Well, their in-house membership plan, and everything is American-made. So if you like to have your apple and eat it too, enjoy a free patient exam at Grandpa's Dental in Orem or Murray. Making sure folks have their teeth into their golden years. That's Grandpa's Dental. They never let a smile go to waste. Visit GrandpasDental.com.
Guys, let's face it, your health is an us issue. How you feel and perform not only affects you, but it also affects your loved one and your entire family. Whether it's having the energy to take the kids to the park or having a fulfilling relationship, it all starts with a healthy you. If you've been having difficulty losing weight, feeling tired, or experiencing low libido, you may have low testosterone, very common in men as they age. The good news is, a visit to Universal Men's Clinic could put you back on the right track.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki of the Universal Men's Clinic, where we specialize in treating erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. With modern medicine and the latest technology, our patients experience a high level of care.
Make an appointment this month. Bring your spouse or partner, and your office visit will be free. Let Universal Men's Clinic help you live your best life. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Coming up 12:30 to 3 on KSL News Radio. Live mic with Lee Lonsberry. Lee, what's going on the show this afternoon?
We're going to cover a lot of ground on today's program. We're going to start off by talking about an app used in Utah County. If you are active duty military or family members, if you're overseas, if you're a resident of Utah County and you're overseas on Election Day, there is an option for you to vote via an app. Well, the smart folks at MIT, they took a look at it and they said, it might be vulnerable. Anyway, we're going to break that down and explain it. And later on in the program, I'm going to invite into the studio maybe the most special guest I could invite. My wife here on Valentine's Day is going to come join me in studio. My wife, who I met here in the KSL newsroom. We're going to tell our story on today's program.
I'm not crying. You're crying. Live mic, live mic with Lee Lonsberry, 12:30 to 3 right here on KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Valentine's Day shopping is up 21% this year. The National Retail Federation's annual Valentine's Day survey found people celebrating the day will spend on average around $196. Spending is expected to total $27 billion. KSL Drives, Tesla is going to take advantage of its recent surge on Wall Street by selling off $2 billion worth of stock. The company plans to use that extra cash to fund new capital expenditures. And Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will be giving a speech in Germany tomorrow, where he plans to tell European leaders he understands that his company will likely have to pay more taxes. Amazon, Facebook, and Google have been using existing rules to set up headquarters in low-tax countries such as Ireland. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the market's all in the green. I take that back. The screen refreshed. Markets are all in the red. The Dow's currently down 94 points at 29,327. The S&P 500 has dropped 5. The NASDAQ, it looks like, is off 5. And no one likes getting stuck in an airport for a long layover or a flight delay. But the Nintendo company has come up with a way to help make the time a little less stressful for you. The company is opening pop-up lounges with video game systems, comfy chairs, and it's free to use. Sounds great to me. So far, the lounges are going up at airports in Washington, D.C., Seattle, and Chicago. And coming up on KSL News Radio, we will go over our top local stories again. We'll check traffic and weather for you. All coming up right here on KSL News Radio.
Important breaking news is super easy to find.
Ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio in the morning.
Use 102.7 FM in your car and listen on your phone on the KSL News Radio app.
I'm Dr. Rick Gregoire. I am a family physician here at Midtown Community Health Center. Medicine in America is pretty reactive. What has been largely ignored is the other 80% of what makes people healthy.
Governor Mike Leavitt, founder Leavitt Partners.
Health is more than genetics and lifestyle choices. There are many social issues that contribute to health concerns, such as the conditions of where people live, learn, work, and play. Intermountain Healthcare is pioneering an alliance that collaborates with organizations to solve these complex issues.
Intermountain has a genuine interest in improving the health of the community because they realize that this will lift everyone up and create a more stable foundation for their health. Individual health improves, community health improves, and we can provide more care to more people.
The goal is to improve the health of everyone in Utah and the nation. Intermountain is striving to make real change in the daily lives of people.
Visit our website, intermountain.com, to learn more about our initiative.
Let's check back in now on Tim and Amanda. They're out at ARUP Blood Services. What's going on out there, guys?
Well, it's Valentine's Day, but what a great way to show some love for people that you may not even know by stopping into ARUP today and making a donation of either blood or platelets. I'm here with Amanda Dixon, obviously, and Amanda's one of those people that gives on a regular basis.
I love donating platelets. I get to hang out for about an hour and a half and watch a movie, and Jen is here with us who can explain that. Platelets takes a little longer, but
it does.
It's one of my favorite things to do because I get to have time to read or watch a movie.
And I think one of the hardest parts about donating platelets is deciding what you want to watch.
Yes,
right.
And cancer patients, like at Huntsman Cancer, they need platelets. But a regular blood donation, you're in and out of here in 30 minutes.
Yep, 30 to 40 minutes. We'll get you in and out really fast. And today's a good day to come down and donate because you can. It's a great idea on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Bring your spouse, your significant other, your boyfriend, friend, or whatever. And make it a date, and we'll give you each a movie ticket, and then you can go to the movies tonight. It's Friday night.
That's brilliant.
We met one of our listeners already, Earl, who was here and gave platelets, and he was telling us that he got bonus points today. Explain the point system, because whether you get blood or you get platelets, whole blood or platelets, you actually get some points that you can redeem for a lot of things.
Yeah, you can spend those points at our donor reward store. If you donate whole blood, you automatically get 300 points to spend at our store. And today, if you donate today, you'll get an extra 500 points, giving you 800 points. Platelet donors get 800 points automatically and an extra 500 points. That's enough to get another movie ticket.
There you go.
You've been keeping me in movies for a long time.
I know.
So thank you for that.
And there's Amazon cards, Walmart cards. There's all kinds of gift cards on there and just some really cool stuff.
Plus, you save a life.
Yeah. Amanda and I will be here till 3 this afternoon, and of course, they'll be at it till 5. Come see us at the Sandy Donor Center of ARUP, 9786 South, 500 West in Sandy.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on Balance Transfers. Ricky Meese, how are the roads?
Well, we are getting a report of a possible accident. A near Foothill Drive at 500 South. That's actually close to Guardsman's Way. But overall, Valley Freeway traffic looking good with no problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
As we head into the weekend, things are looking pretty quiet to start off. We're actually going to have a cold front moving through this afternoon, but it'll be really hard to notice because the air is only a couple degrees cooler on the other side once it comes through. So we'll still see highs in the early afternoon hours, around 50 degrees or so. And then as we make our way into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday highs will fall down to the mid-40s. However, storms will move back into the forecast on Sunday. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
12:31 at Utah's news station, coming to you a little bit late. My apologies. Nick Wyatt here with KSL's top local story this half hour. An act of kindness may be remembered for years to come in Farmington. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Two ninth grade boys at Farmington Junior High thought they would like to get every girl in their grade a candygram for Valentine's Day. They cost $1 each, and there are 219 girls in ninth grade. Student government advisor and science teacher Eric Pratt says the boys were determined.
Ended up being 11 or 12 people that all contributed money, and then they stayed after school for about 2.5 hours on Tuesday to handwrite every single note.
Pratt says so many girls were excited. Others were emotional because in 3 years at that school, they had never received a candygram. The boys wanted to stay anonymous. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story from ABC News, a senior U.S. official says they've reached a truce with the Taliban in Afghanistan. That could lead to the withdrawal of U.S. troops. A Taliban official says the deal would take place in two parts, and the troop withdrawal would then be phased in over 18 months. The new developments come as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Mark Esper met today in Germany with Afghanistan's president. Your money at this moment, the Dow still in a bad mood, down 94 points at 29,329. The S&P 500 has dropped 5 points. The NASDAQ is off by 4. And coming up on KSL News Radio, we'll check your weather and traffic next. KSL News Time, 12:32.
Hi there. Welcome to JCW's. What can I get for you today?
Hey, yeah, I'd like a ranch bacon burger in a combo with onion rings, please.
Okay, got it. And for you, sir?
I can't decide. There's so much. Oh, go for the Hawaiian burger. That thing's a humdinger.
A hum whatter?
A hum... What? Yeah, it's a third-pound burger, and they pile a bunch of ham on it, and then top it off with a thick slice of pineapple. You know, JCW's. Quality and a lot of it. Now, hurry up.
Is he serious?